Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 29th of September. Maybe a very important day in American history. I don't know. Based upon what happened here today with the defeat of the proposed bailout, talk a little bit about that more later, along with some other things. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yeah, folks, had a very interesting interview this past Saturday, the Saturday before yesterday, which was Sunday, that is 2 days ago. I appeared on Daryl Bradford Smith's program. You, of course, can access that at IamTheWitness.com. Had a very interesting hour with Daryl, talking about the things that are going on in our world today. And, you know, Daryl and I may have some differences of opinion here and there, maybe some nuances in his point of view and my point of view, but I would have to say I think we are very much on the same page. We have very much the same concerns. Can't expect everybody to agree on all things all of the time. But I do think that Daryl is on the right track. And, you know, I have to say, as many of you who are longtime listeners know, Daryl and I were caught up in a conflict that went on for a long, long time. And, of course, that was the direct consequence of the venal behavior of this pinheaded hermaphrodite, this twisted little character by the name of Eric Hufschmidt, who is, of course, nothing but poison. Well, thank God Daryl and I have gotten beyond that, and I look forward to working with Daryl and helping him do what he does best, and that's to continue to communicate ideas and opinions that need to be heard. Well, as I say, that was an interesting little item for myself, and I would hope for the listeners as well, that took place over this past weekend. Something else happened over this weekend, too, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm hoping to be able to talk more about that live with some of the participants. But in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, several survivors of the USS Liberty went to a speaking engagement up in New York State. I believe it was New York. It may have been Massachusetts. No, New York State. And they were absolutely sandbagged, harassed, tormented, targeted, victimized by pro-Israel organizations, largely Jewish, who basically were harassing these American heroes, these American Holocaust survivors, guys who survived an attempted assassination by the military might of the State of Israel on June 8, 1967, in the attack on the USS Liberty. I understand it was a virtual Purim fest, ladies and gentlemen. And those responsible, one day, folks, when we take back our country and can bring the war criminals and those who've helped expedite war crimes and those who've come to the defense of war criminals, those people that tried to crucify the men of the Liberty once again, they're going to pay a mighty price, ladies and gentlemen. The full force of our law, the law of a new regime, a new government, a reformed government with real change, not the kind of reform and change that Obama and McCain talk about, a government that will bring a real revolution to this country, or should I say a revolution that will bring a real people's government to this country and real law and order, will break the back of these criminals and these conspirators that would dare to harass American heroes on their own soil. And the word harass is an understatement, ladies and gentlemen. The people that were attacking the men of the Liberty are murderers themselves, ladies and gentlemen. They might as well have been there pulling the triggers, firing the torpedoes, spraying the USS Liberty's men with napalm. They might as well have been doing it themselves, because that's essentially what they did over this past weekend. To hell with them, because that's where they're going to go. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Yeah, this is a one fine mess they've gotten us into, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Although I have to say, I think we had a bit of a populist rebellion today by the fact that some Democrats and Republicans allied together to defeat this proposed bailout. Now, I know a lot of you say, well, we need this bailout because it's going to save America from bankruptcy. Well, you know, I don't know enough about economics to say that's true or not, say whether that's true or not. But on the other hand, I'm willing to bet you. I'm not going to bet on it because I don't want you to lose the bet. But I know that those people who are saying that America cannot survive without this bailout, they don't know any more about it than I do. Very, very interesting to see what happened, folks. There was a major national popular uprising here. People were saying, hey, no, we're not going to bail out these Wall Street crooks. You're not going to use our tax dollars to do it. And they made enough noise and scared enough people that the bailout didn't go through. Now, we know how the Democrats and the Republicans who could control Congress operate. We know that they're going to come back with another proposal. They're going to play some sneaky Pete games with us. And they'll manage to get something through second time or third time around. That's part of the problem, because we do have this bipartisan corruption in Washington, which does call for a thorough house cleaning. But I truly do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that as a consequence of this crisis, if indeed it is as bad a crisis as they say it is, qualifying that with my notation that I'm no economist. But I will say this much, folks. I do think a lot of people are starting to wake up now, maybe, and finally realize, you know, they can barely pay their rent. They can barely pay their mortgage. They're having trouble. My God, they're having trouble paying for gasoline and getting their kids to school, even getting to work. I've heard stories of truckers spending like up to 75% of their profits, or their would-be profits, on deliveries, paying for their gas. I mean, the list of deficits goes on, and yet we have these criminals on Wall Street who have brought us to where we are today. And part of that is because of the fact that they do have so much influence in Washington that they are underregulated. Now, I hear some of you out there saying, ooh, there's that dirty word regulation. Piper's a socialist. Piper's a liberal. He doesn't believe in he believes in regulating these stock traders and bankers and financiers. Yes, I do. Because if we had truly regulated them a long, long time ago, we would have never had the Federal Reserve System in this country. So get off the kick about liberal and conservative and free markets and so forth, because, folks, we haven't had a free market since 1913 and really before that. It sounds good rhetorically. Ronald Reagan's rhetoric about freedom and liberty really sounded good, too. And that's Ronald Reagan, you recall, who drove up our national debt, the deficits. That's Ronald Reagan, who opened our borders unlike they'd really never been opened before and granted massive amnesty to God knows how many illegal aliens who were in this country, setting the stage for further waves of illegal immigrants and now putting us in a position where they are integral to our economy and yet also, in many respects, a drain on public services. I mean, the problems go on and on, folks, but I'm not going to blame it on the illegal aliens. I'm going to blame it on the people like Ronald Reagan who made it happen and the people like George Bush who bankrupted the country in the first place by getting us into this Iraq war and tricking so many good people around the country who want to support the troops and support the military into supporting this war that the military itself didn't want in the first place. So it's all part of the same syndrome. And this syndrome is that we are allowing an elite few to misrule and misguide and misdirect this country. I saw an interesting comment today in the Washington Post from somebody. I recall he was a young businessman of sorts. He says, how could we get into this position? He says, my God, these people on Wall Street, they're the smartest people in the country, in the best firms in the country. And they managed to do this. Well, folks, let's be honest about it. You know, these same people he's describing as the smartest people in the country, we're constantly hearing, you know, let's be honest about this. We're constantly hearing that the Jews are God's chosen people and the Jews are smarter than everybody else and the Jews are genetically superior. This is something that's been preached in Commentary Magazine, something that Jared Taylor has preached in his writings. You know, this is the kind of thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to face the facts. If these people are so smart, why is it that all these Jewish-controlled, Jewish-dominated firms on Wall Street, which is exactly what they are, ladies and gentlemen, these people are so damn smart, how'd they get us into this mess? And if they are so damn smart, then we can logically extrapolate on that and say, well, maybe they did it deliberately. Is that a conspiracy theory? I mean, if these are God's chosen people and they're so damn smart, then why are we hearing that everything they did was so bad? And why are we hearing that our nation and really the world as a whole are in danger because of their greed and their corruption and their rapacious attempts to accumulate as much money and as much power as possible? So are they really stupid people? Or are they really, really so much smarter than the rest of us that they are willing to take these risks, to take these gambles that could actually bring down the American economy, could cast the West into a recession, Is it because of what Max Diamond wrote? As I've quite quoted on this program, Max Diamond, D-I-M-O-N-T, he said that historically the Jews have always survived the declines of civilizations, the declines of nations, the collapse of cultures, and they've always come out on top. Is that really the end game here, ladies and gentlemen? I'm asking a question. I'm not giving you an answer. Kind of funny, Forbes magazine has released their list of the 400 richest people in America. That's all subjective, of course. You know, there's probably a lot of people who have a lot more money who don't pop up on the screen. But it's very, very interesting. I didn't have time to go through it in absolute detail. But by my best estimate, at least 30% of the names of the Forbes 400 are the names of people who are Jewish. Now, of course, we're told that the Jews only constitute less than 2% of the American population, and yet they are among the 30% of the 400. They are the 30% of the 400 richest families in America. That's pretty darn good, if you ask me. I mean, I considering those facts, I find it really so hard to believe when I hear Abe Foxman and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Abe Foxman of the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, shrieking and screeching and clucking like geese, crying about anti-Semitism and about, oh, the poor persecuted Jews and how there's such a rise of anti-Semitism in America. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, as more and more people come to start looking at the names of the people and the political connections and the international ties of many of these Wall Street gangsters, I'm here to tell you that there could be indeed a rise in anti-Semitism. Of course, the term anti-Semitism, you know, we have a lot of callers who like to debate what the word Jew means and what the word Israeli means and what the word Semite means. What I'm using that term anti-Semitism now here, I'm using it in the same context that the Anti-Defamation League uses it. So what I'm here to tell you, folks, without getting into a debate, historical, religious, theological, or otherwise, about the meanings of these terms, the real meanings, the forged meanings, the fabricated meanings, or the interpretation by various philosophies of what these words mean. What I'm here to tell you is that there could be a growth of what Abe Foxman calls anti-Semitism because, according to what Abe Foxman defines as Jewish people, there are indeed many, 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 many Jewish people in key positions in this looting of the American economy, which has been going on since 1913. There's absolutely no question about that. So call me anti-Jewish, call me anti-Semitic, call me a Hitler apologist, you know, go ahead. Add commentary and names that I can include in my Schimpf lexicon. Keep throwing them out there, but I'll tell you what, if Abe Foxman really wants to save the Jewish people, as he defines the Jewish people, then I would suggest to him that he would strongly urge the Jewish people, particularly their friends and sponsors in the Rothschild family and the international tentacles of that global empire, I would urge Foxman to get them on the phone and tell them to back off. Let the American people alone. Get off our backs. Let our Congress respond to the needs of the people. Let's get rid of the corrupt Federal Reserve system. Clean up Wall Street. Break the back of the Jewish control over the world's gold market. Do all of these things that would, in fact, be real reform. And then, if they let us alone, we'll let them alone. I think that's a pretty good deal. But stop stealing our money. Stop bankrupting us. Stop making us select from your politicians that you've chosen to run our country. Get off our backs. Get off our backs. Stop bullying us. We punch bullies. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All the times have come, fear, but now they're gone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Check out the American Free Press website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And I would also urge you to check out the website of the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Speaking of American Free Press, I was talking to one of the people in the editorial division on the phone today. And apparently there's some disagreement within the ranks of the American Free Press staff about Sarah Palin. As you know, I've hit Sweet Sarah pretty hard here on this program and in writing about her in American Free Press. In fact, if I wouldn't have been so busy last weekend and then this past weekend on another project, an internal project for American Free Press, I would have had more to say about Sarah, Sweet Sarah, in the newspaper. But one of our staff members apparently is really fond of Sarah, I guess because she's anti-abortion. But it's kind of funny, even the Washington Post has pointed out, even as governor of Alaska, she really did not do that much to fight against abortion. So, like I said, you know, I all think it comes down to the fact that the Republicans, the grassroots Republicans, and particularly those who are concerned, many of them are single-issue voters, concerned about abortion, they've been had. Sweet Sarah took them for a ride. Incidentally, folks, I got an email from an old friend of mine who's a listener to this program. He actually used to be a producer for a radio station that I appeared on many times as a guest, and he was upset because Dave from Massachusetts, one of our regular callers, one of my favorite callers, I might add, Dave from Massachusetts was critical of, well, Dave described Sarah Palin dressing a moose. That term, dressing a moose, I always think is kind of interesting because, if anything, dressing a moose is undressing a moose, cutting it to pieces. Well, this gentleman is a hunter, and he felt that that was a criticism of hunting. And I tried to emphasize that, well, I happen not to be a hunter. I, of course, love meat. As I mentioned on the show the other night, I love elk meat. I love venison. And my good friend Mark Glenn was out hunting the other night, and I was even told Mark, I hope he gets an elk so he can send me some of the meat. And he promised he would. But our listener was upset because he took Dave's very graphic and I thought quite revealing description of Sarah Palin dressing a moose. Our hunter friend took umbrage at that, and I emphasized to him that we were more trying to make a point, or I should say Dave was trying to make a point, that the image of Sarah Palin, the image as cast by the media, is not quite what people generally understand. Dave's comment was not aimed so much at hunting, at least in my perception. Rather, it was aimed more at the way the media paints a picture of Sarah Palin that is quite a different picture than one would imagine if, as Dave described, we would actually see her dressing a moose, taking out a big knife. I collect knives and daggers and things like that. I have a great big knife that Sarah could use to dress a moose. I can just see her doing it as Dave described, and it's really, really quite a grotesque sight. But it is part of life, it's part of hunting, and I recognize that. But I just wanted to mention that for the record, folks. As I say, you know, when you're in a position writing and speaking, and then more so when you have guests calling in expressing their opinions and their perceptions about things, you're always going to find people who, for their own reasons, and they have the right to have those reasons and have those perceptions, they will take offense or take issue with things. But that's just the way it is. That's all part of the game. Now, we are going to the break here pretty soon. We do have some callers lined up, and we will go to the callers. Did want to mention a couple other things. You know, Senator Jim Webb, former Republican Navy Secretary, I believe, or maybe he was Army Secretary in the Reagan administration, he left the Republican Party. He was a Vietnam hero as well. He left the Republican Party and was elected to the Senate as a Democrat. And it's interesting, he has, in an interview with the New Yorker, and in his writing, he has talked about those whom he described as a few Trotskyites, that is, the neocons. He called them Trotskyites, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Webb says they are the guys who exploited the Republican Party's support among the military people to get us into this hellish war in Iraq. Here's what he writes. He said, and this is from his book, but quoted in this week's issue of the New Yorker magazine. Webb writes, "It is now the Republican Party that populated the Defense Department with a cast of unseemly true believers who propelled America into an unnecessary and strategically unsound war. The Republican Party that persisted in distorting the integrity of the military's officer corps by rewarding sycophancy and punishing honesty. The Republican Party that has most glaringly violated its stewardship of those in uniform. And the Republican Party that continuously seeks to politicize military service for its own ends, even as it uses their sacrifices as a political shield against criticism for its failed policies." I wish my friend, the big shot lawyer, who loves this war so much, would read those words from a war hero. A lot of people need to hear those words, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Yeah, here in Washington, you can get to see a lot of interesting things and see a lot of interesting people. Incidentally, visiting Washington today was my friend Dr. Frederick Tobin of the Adelaide Institute in Australia. Dr. Tobin, you'll recall, spent, 6 or 7 months in prison in Germany for daring to ask questions of German authorities about legends relating to those events known as the Holocaust. Now, of course, Eric Hufschmidt, that thing that I mentioned earlier, has said to Dr. Tobin as a Zionist agent. Well, of course, that's nonsense. But Dr. Tobin was visiting in Washington today. Unfortunately, I missed him. I missed him, unfortunately, and I was kind of hoping to have him as a surprise guest on the show tonight, but I guess he's going to be leaving very shortly. But Frederick has been an international ambassador for the revisionist movement, specifically that part of the revisionist movement that has been trying to crack open the truth about the events of World War II. And in many respects, Frederick was quite instrumental in many respects, as I say, in helping the Iranians set up their now infamous International Conference on the Holocaust. Well, that is a segue, talking about Washington, into talking about two things. Number one, the fact that Dr. Tobin was visiting here today. And speaking of Iran, large-sized ad in the New York Times today with the headline, "Where is the outrage?" Then a picture of Dr. Ahmadinejad, the statesman who is president of Iran. There is a quote from his speech before the United Nations General Assembly the other day. It reads, the Zionists have been dominating an important portion of the financial and monetary centers, as well as the political decision-making centers of some European countries and the U.S. in a deceitful, complex, and furtive manner. The commentary follows. It is from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, signed down at the bottom by Abe Foxman and Glenn Louie, who is the national chair of the ADL. They say Ahmadinejad's vile and dangerous anti-Semitic diatribe could have come straight from the protocols of the Elders of Zion, the lie used for decades to justify the persecution and murder of millions of Jews. Yet an auditorium full of diplomats from around the world sat, listened, applauded, and said nothing. The only thing more disturbing than the speech was the lack of outcry against it. What will it take for the world to end its silence? What will it take for the world to act? Oh, maybe a false flag operation by the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe the Israelis will set up a false flag operation to be blamed on the Iranians. Maybe an attack on Sweet Sarah or an attack on Barack Obama or some sort of event that will be utilized to make the American people demand that we go to war against Ahmadinejad. And what better way to prop up the economy than to get us into some more wars? Yeah, just what we need, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm telling you, folks, these people who are trying to get us into wars are the same people who have looted this country and are trying to loot us even further. You know, we're going to have to take a stick to them. I mean, that's just you know, when people misbehave, you have to hit them with a stick. I remember one time here in Washington, I saw two cops who had cornered some miscreant. Had him sitting on the sidewalk, and he was shouting at the top of his voice. He looked like a really unpleasant sort, and I shouted to the one cop as I walked by, hit him with a stick. And the cop turned around and smiled and said, I'm about ready to do that if he doesn't shut his mouth. Well, that's what we have to do. We got to hit Abe Foxman with a stick, ladies and gentlemen, very lightly and very gently, but hit him with a stick, just like you take a bad kid and you take a ruler over him. I got a ruler right here, ladies and gentlemen. Hear that? We need to wrap Abe Foxman over the wrists and say to him, Abe, listen, you don't want anti-Semitism in this country, then stop getting us involved in wars for Israel. Stop touting the Zionist line. Stop using the mass media to propagate your lies. Stop trying to defend these gangsters on Wall Street. And when maybe if we hit him hard enough with a stick, slap him on the wrist, maybe he'll get the message. But I tell you what, folks, I don't think it's going to happen that way. I'm afraid that things are going to get worse before they get better. And that, folks, is when I say, that is when I pray that the U.S. military, our troops, our generals and admirals will take command of things. They will arrest the war criminals and put them on trial. They will arrest the criminals who've looted Wall Street. They will arrest the people who control the mass media in this country. They will do what is necessary to try to restore something to this country, to restore this country to its once prominent position as a voice for liberty in the world today. You know, another thing here, I am going to go to the callers in a minute, folks. But you know, another thing I saw here today in Washington, I crossed the Capitol grounds today. I haven't been across the Capitol grounds in a while. There were a lot of members of Congress coming out of the House of Representatives. And some of those ladies from the group Code Pink. And incidentally, I'm told a lot of those ladies are Jewish, so let's give credit where credit is due. Here's some ladies who are Jewish, many of them who've been speaking out against the war, and they were out there screaming and shouting about the bailout, saying that it was against the interests of the American people and it was in the interest of the big corporate interests. But I tell you what was interesting, folks. I saw two things that I noted. There were an awful lot of police in evidence on the Capitol grounds today, and I actually saw a police officer carrying around, I believe it was a shotgun. I didn't look too closely. I didn't want to look too closely for fear he might shoot me. you know, I look like a terrorist, you know. There he was, carrying a shotgun around there on the Capitol grounds. That's how scared these criminals are. And I want to tell you, these congressmen, a couple of the ones I recognize to be congressmen, these guys had scared looks in their faces. Here were only a handful of little ladies shouting, little ladies in pink shouting at them as they walked by. But these guys looked scared, and I think they were scared, folks, because they have been under a lot of pressure from their constituents. The big international Jewish financial interests of the Rothschild Empire, the forces behind this thing we know as Zionism, which, of course, is a political extension of what we know as Judaism. These forces want the bailout, but the people don't. And so they're between a rock and a hard place. They don't know what to do. So it was very interesting to see that today. One more thing before we go to the calls. I got an interesting email from one of our listeners. I don't think he's ever called the show, but he's a very articulate fellow. And he was disturbed by the fact that we had Cage from Indiana call in here the other day and criticize Chuck Baldwin and make the suggestion that if people really want to vote for a third party, they should vote for the Libertarian Party because it's perhaps the best organized and the one that could make the best showing and kind of demonstrate to the American people and to the world that not everybody is going along with the Democratic and Republican charade that we get every 2 years. Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing that Chuck Baldwin says a lot of the things that he does, but as I pointed out reading some excerpts from some of the things that Chuck Baldwin has written specifically about the state of Israel, it strikes me that he may not quite be in sync with my thinking as I may have thought that he was. Well, our listener suggests that perhaps Chuck Baldwin is adopting a strategic standpoint to try to negate any criticisms of him by the Jews or to maybe subtly put forth the concept that maybe Israel should fight its own wars and the United States should not be fighting those wars for Israel. That's an interesting point of view. That's an interesting perspective. But I guess my problem is that when the kind of rhetoric that Chuck Baldwin used in this particular writing, which I read excerpts from on this program, the way it was written, it could be misinterpreted by people like me who don't think we should be doing any coddling of the criminal gangster state of Israel that has gotten us involved in so many wars. As I say, I'm sure Chuck Baldwin's a nice fellow, and I think he'd make a far better president in many respects, even than the Libertarian Party candidate, Chuck Barr. Chuck Barr? Doesn't sound right. Bob Barr. But the fact is, neither Bob Barr nor Chuck Baldwin nor Ralph Nader nor Cynthia McKinney nor any of the alternative candidates are going to win. Yeah, folks, it's a pretty bad situation we're involved with here today, and really the only way it is going to be resolved is if, as I pray, the American military will step in and clean house, or as they used to say, clean house and Senate too. All right, well, I have actually talked a little bit longer than I expected to, and we've had a couple patient callers here, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them up. We have Mike calling from New York. Mike, you've been very patient.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Mike, first off, I would like to put the record straight. Here in New York, the bars are run by the Irish, the diners by the Greeks, and Wall Street by the Bolivians.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment of it all.
Here's my main point. According to Business Week of this month, the 26th, the illustrious Rudy Giuliani has been trolling for dollars in this latest disaster that is the economy. His company, Bracewell & Giuliani LLP, has begun drumming up business, positioning his law firm to advise corporate clients on how to navigate business dealings involving the government's disbursement of the $700 billion bailout.
What a racket.
Exactly.
What a racket. This is a guy.
I mean, this guy is the... apparently, Rudy the Reprehensible wants to help the institutions on Wall Street that caused the problem in the first place to get their illicit piece of taxpayer pie for a generous commission, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, what, now, 30% maybe?
Yeah, now, this is the thing. In his first incarnation as the New York DA, he made his name as the Scourge of Wall Street.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When he arrested a couple of backroom traders for minor violations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this incarnation, when the really big money is around, he's Wall Street's buddy.
Absolutely.
He wants to help them out.
What a slimy fraud this guy
now,
is.
Now, as I say, the article's in Business Week, and the DNC, I'll just quote this, the Democratic National Committee called the firms, that's Giuliani's company, the firm's announcement crass opportunism, and said it reflected poorly on Republican presidential candidate John McCain, for whom Giuliani has been campaigning vigorously.
In this case, I have to say that the Democratic National Committee is absolutely right.
I
mean,
agree.
The very fact that this guy Giuliani, who is so close to McCain, you know, is weaseling his way in there, wiggling his way in there to try to get a cut, a piece of the pie, as you put it, of this big bailout that they're proposing, and I'm sure they're still going to work to get it through. That just tells you everything about how our system works. This great hero of 911, he's a slime ball.
Well, I'll tell you, Giuliani is the silver lining you hear about on every cloud.
Actually, I'll tell you what, he's a black cloud.
Exactly. Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, Mike, thanks. That's very interesting and very telling. That's Mike, our New York correspondent, who's on the Giuliani beat. All right. Haven't heard from Mike in a while. It's good to hear from him again. All right, well, here's somebody who's always a welcome caller. Dave from Massachusetts.
Hello, Michael.
Dave the Ripper.
I have a hard time believing you're a meat and potatoes man. I thought you were a real man. I thought you ate quiche.
You know, I've actually eaten quiche about 3 times in my life.
yeah, same here. I don't like that either. you know,
and to tell you the truth, Dave, you know what? To this day, I'm still not exactly sure what quiche is.
I gave up drinking, you know, so I don't eat it anymore because you have to sip some champagne or something while you eat it, you know. Behringer's Infidel or something, you know. But
you know, I'm going to make a confession. When I was up there in Mark Glenn's little ranch in Idaho, he had some of the sweetest little lambs up there. But you know, one of my favorite foods is lamb. Oh, my, oh, my. What can I say?
Oh, I love lamps.
Anyway, Dave.
Michael, listen. Michael, tonight's call is, as far as I'm concerned, it's a very important call. In fact, it's so important that I actually have the inside scoop on how Sarah Palin was chosen to be the Republican vice presidential nominee. It's one of
fire away. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but fire away.
Yeah, but anyways. But that's, it was a back bedroom deal, and later on in the week, maybe I'll tell you about it. But I live every day, Michael, as though it's my last. So here's
okay.
The most important thing I have to say today. I was listening to Tex Mar's message. I listened to it again today for the second time, and it's a fabulous message this week. It's called, Strange Domination. And of course, that's at powerofprophecy.com.
Right.
Sure. I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with it. But, Michael, I was listening and he talked about, that 9/11 was really, you know, pulled off by rogue elements of the FBI and rogue elements of the CIA working in conjunction with the Mossad. Now, I bet everybody thinks that I agree with that. They've heard my calls. I said, I'm sure Dave agrees with that. Michael, I don't agree with that at all. And in all due respect to Tex Mars, I think that's baloney. And now I'm going to tell you why I think it's baloney.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, we have the break coming up here, so save your thoughts. I'll be very interested to hear what you have to say. I didn't hear exactly what Tex said, but I would have to say, without having heard what he said, it sounds like he's on the right track, but I'm anxious to hear your comments. So stay tuned, Dave, and I know the audience will as well.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got Dave from Massachusetts aboard. Dave, you were going to talk about 911, the Mossad, the FBI, and the CIA, rogue elements therein.
Okay, Michael. No, I used to believe what Tex is teaching, and I'm not trying to rag on Tex.
Right.
But I used to believe what Tex is still teaching up until a year or two ago. I obviously don't believe in Osama bin Boogeyman, and I don't believe in the 19 fanatical box cutters and so on. But here goes now, Michael. I want to appeal to all your good and gentle listeners out there to use their good common sense that I know your listening audience has. Okay, the CIA is a community. It's commonly called the intelligence communities. The FBI is a community. You know, the Justice Department, the justice communities. So let me ask the folks this question. Wherever you live, out across America, around the world, whatever, but your towns or your small cities, your medium-sized cities or your large cities, but if rogue elements of your own community went out and started killing hundreds of people, even thousands of people, okay? If your city's large enough that they could kill, if it's not a small town you live in, say you live in a medium-sized city or something, if rogue elements of your community went out and killed, in this case, on 9/11, over 3,000 people, okay? Rogue elements of your own community, just like the so-called rogue elements of the intelligence community, what would your community do after 7 years? Bear in mind, 7 years has gone by. What would your own community do? Well, let me tell you what my community would do. The police, right away, the police would go and make every effort to apprehend these rogue elements of the community that I live in the Boston area. Now, if the local police couldn't take into custody these rogue elements of my community, which obviously would be criminal elements of my community, if they had to call in the county sheriff and all his deputies, the county sheriff and his deputies would come in. If they couldn't handle this criminal rogue element in my community, the state police would be called in. So the point is obvious to, as I say, Michael, to your good and gentle listeners that have all kinds of common sense. Obviously, this nonsense about that rogue elements of the CIA and rogue elements of the FBI did it, nonsense, absolutely nonsense. It wasn't rogue elements at all. It was the CIA and the FBI working with the Mossad. So forget this crap that it was rogue elements.
Well, I tell you what, Dave. I think I kind of would lean more towards what Tex Mars was saying, but I would temper it by saying this, that there, I think there are a lot of good people in the CIA and in the FBI who really are powerless to do anything about these elements that are really anti-American. So their hands are kind of tied. But I think, and I mentioned this to Mark Glenn the other day, I think more and more we're seeing people from the intelligence community coming out and speaking out. Mark has had a number of them on his program. Some excellent interviews on the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. I understand your point, and it's a very good point.
Michael, you can't tell me that the FBI has the authority, the Justice Department, to arrest criminals. In other words, if it was just rogue elements of the FBI and the CIA, why hasn't the Justice Department, the FBI, and the CIA taken these rogue elements?
Listen, I hear the music. It's a good question you've raised, and I tell you what, we're going to talk about that here in the program tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks, Dave. An interesting point Dave has raised, and it's something worth going into a little further and kind of kicking it around. All right, folks, thanks for listening in. We will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned now for more good programming at republicbroadcasting.org.
Men, are you your